Well, it's that time of the year. The Little Minnesota State Fair, the Lac Mar County Fair, is coming up September 5th through the 8th, which is not too far off. And we have with us on the air today Todd Patzer, who is the president of the Lac Mar County Fair Board. First year at that job, huh, Todd?
Yeah, that's right. First year.
All right. You enjoying it so far?
Well, absolutely. And then I got a really good group of Fair Board people to work with, and that's what makes it easy. So we're doing good.
That's right, a good bunch of guys and gals. Some have been on there for a long time. I think Bob Glomstead there has been maybe the longest running member you got there. I think he's still ticking away out there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. We have a couple of our members who have been there for several decades now. That's valuable experience that we need.
That is admirable, that's for sure. Well, hats off to all of you. We appreciate everything you guys do, guys and gals, throughout the year. And let's talk a little bit about the fair here. Of course, we had the 150th last year, which is a big one, and the 151st this year. And what's happening at the fair this year?
Well, we've got a good lineup ready to go. It's a little bit different each year, but it's also a little bit predictable. We have our usual lineup on Thursday with our Senior Citizen of the Year and our Century Farm celebrations, a couple of music acts, the Wendinger Band is coming back, and then sort of backed by popular demand for a few years now on that Thursday evening slot is the White Sidewalls. They just fill that building up every year.
I was going to say, they pack the house pretty thoroughly every time they play, so might as well keep bringing them back. Yeah.
Yep. And we can go into, should I just go through the days a little bit?
Yep, why don't you just kind of run down the schedules there, sure.
Friday's a lot of our 4-H stuff. They're doing some stuff Thursday too with the horse show and poultry and rabbit shows, and then Friday they have their big lineup of 4-H animal shows, the swine show, goat show, dairy show. A lot of that happens on Friday. Those 4-H families do a tremendous job, and those kids and the 4-H leadership teams, they really put on a really robust program for our folks who are interested in those, and we're really thankful for that. And then we also have an Elvis tribute going on in the event center on Fridays. And there's some sort of a warm-up bingo bash thing going on at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I know the Chamber of Commerce is going to be doing that this year, and I'll be calling numbers, I guess. So
there you go. Good.
A little familiar with that.
You probably know more about that one than I do. But then Friday night on our outdoor stage, we have the band Street Talk opening up for the Fabulous Armadillos. The Fabulous Armadillos are a band we had last year, and there's another backed by popular demand thing. Last year, a lot of things were kind of overshadowed by Hairball there, and rightfully so. That was a big show.
That was a great show. Armadillos were great, too.
The Armadillos were tremendous, and we got them coming back this year, and we got another band opening up for them. So it'll be a full night of great music outdoors near the beer garden on the big new outdoor stage. So that'll be really good. Saturday is just another huge, always our biggest day. It starts off early with some popular events like the pedal power tractor pull. Just sort of amazes me the crowds we get for that. Even at 9:30 in the morning on Saturday, there's people everywhere for that. The diaper derby and veggie races will be later Saturday morning. There'll be a family feud game going on in the event center at 1 o'clock. And then our high school rodeo, which has become a kind of a staple event for us at the fair. They have two performances on Saturday.
Yeah, they've been there a few years now, haven't they?
I think it's maybe a dozen years or something like that. And they've been great. I think their kids like coming because there's a fair at the fair, fair at their event rather than just a rodeo. So that gives them a little more to do. And I think it exposes our crowd to their product too. And those kids are tough. They do a great job. It may be high school kids, but it's sort of big boy rodeo, so they do a really good job. Then we have the Red Letter Band, is a popular band that'll be in the event center at 5 o'clock.
And my brother-in-law plays bass guitar with that band, so I'm familiar with
that. There you go. Yeah,
too.
That'll be good. I've seen them perform, and they're really good. And we have our big demo derby. I'm hearing there's a good bunch of cars coming in for the demo derby. We've got some pretty robust prize money for those drivers, and they're coming after it the way it sounds. So I think we'll have a big demolition derby on Saturday night.
That usually packs the house again, too. Yep, it's always a full house for the demo derby, so get there early.
Yeah, that's usually one of our biggest. And then we have Saturday night, we have two more bands lined up for the outdoor stage. We have Maiden Dixie, which is a country rock band, who's going to open up for a variety band called Pop Rocks, who does a lot of they'll do a lot of impersonations and costume changes and modern music that people recognize, and they seem to sell out everywhere they go. And once you're in the fair, it's a free show at Lacaparral County Fair, so we're excited for that. We kind of close things up on Sunday, another full day. So Sunday's a really big day for us. Worship service, kind of a community worship service at 10:30 in the morning for those that are interested in that. The Valley Dance District troupe is going to be performing again this year at 12:30. And then our third performance of the high school rodeo. And Lizzie Hofer is going to play Tuesday or Sunday afternoon at about 2 o'clock. Many folks will recognize her from playing Rock the Block here in the last week in Madison.
That was a good party. She did a great job.
Very talented musician, so she's coming to do a show. And then we close things up with our auto races at 6 o'clock on Sunday night. And all days of the fair, we have lots of other things going on. We have magic acts and strolling stuff and people all over the grounds and vendors and everything you can think of to eat under the sun that kind of makes it a county fair. We got a couple new food vendors, and a lot of your favorites will be back. You can always enjoy a cold beverage at the beer garden anytime through the fair. And our carnival, I can't say enough about our carnival. There isn't a small county fair anywhere in the state that's got a better carnival than we have with Gopher State Expositions. They're back again this year with their fabulous show, and they have held their prices on the pre-sale vouchers that people are used to. They're $20 a piece again this year. I know they've had to go up on a lot of things, but we've been able to hold that one the same, and it offers a tremendous savings for folks on the ride tickets. So hopefully folks can take advantage of that. They'll be available for sale all over the county right up until the day before the fair. So hopefully we can take advantage of that. So yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on. But like I said, it's a little bit different each year, but it's also sort of familiar, and I think people like that. So we're excited. We're watching the weather. It looks really good right now, and it's a little bit early to trust it 100% yet, but right now the indications are we have a great forecast coming, and we're ready for a big, big fair.
Well, we'll try to keep that forecast under control, so we'll do what we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always good to have some nice fair-going weather, and it's always a lot of fun, and again, appreciate all the work that you do on that, along with your other Fair Board members there. We look forward to coming on out and doing some broadcasts once again, as we always do, and talking to a lot of people and having some fun out at the fair. So we'll see you there. And Todd, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us here on the radio today.
That sounds good, Maynard. Thank you much, and we're excited. Look forward to seeing everyone at the fair.
We'll see you at the fair.
All right.